Joining us now to analyze today's headlines is Christina Mislan, Assistant Professor of Journalism Studies at the Missouri School of Journalism. Hi, Christina. Loretta Lynch was officially confirmed as the nation's new attorney general in a long-delayed vote held yesterday. She becomes the first African-American woman to hold the post. With only a year and a half left of President Obama's and thus her tenure, she doesn't have much time to make sweeping changes. But among her top priorities are apparently, quote, increasing police morale, as per the New York Times, and tackling the unrest in minority communities. On the same day as her confirmation, former CIA head General David Petraeus was given what amounts to a slap on the wrist by the Eric Holder-led Justice Department. Petraeus was sentenced to 2 years of probation and a $100,000 fine for leaking classified documents. A comparable crime by whistleblower Jeffrey Sterling landed him a serious espionage conviction as federal prosecutors seek a, quote, severe sentence. Now, Christina, the Holder DOJ was marked by double standards, as the Petraeus and the Sterling cases illustrate. Do you have any hope that Loretta Lynch's leadership could be any different?
You know, actually, I don't think it will be any different. I think, the evidence is in her comments, particularly about the relationship between police officers and non-white communities. So I'm not sure how Lynch believes that boosting police morale will actually do anything to solve the problem of police brutality, or that a better relationship between non-white communities and police officers can actually happen when the people in these communities are being persecuted by the very police officers who are present there. So I'm not quite, there's a disconnect there. And so as we saw those disconnects with Holder, I think we will continue to see the same disconnects, again, particularly because certain interests will be continue to be upheld. And so we'll continue to see those disconnects despite, you know, the fact that we do have the first African-American woman as attorney general. I still think that her presence doesn't really leave me much hope.
And you think she will also have the same standards on the issue of persecuting whistleblowers?
Of course. I don't see any different actions happening at all.
And then media reform activists are celebrating today, the second time this year, after Comcast officially announced it would not pursue a merger with Time Warner today. The telecom giant's $45 billion deal would have created what the LA Times called, quote, a cable TV and broadband behemoth. Federal regulators at the Justice Department and FCC were scrutinizing the proposed deal after a public outcry over the proposed merger. Comcast announced that the decision to walk away was mutual. The nation's most prominent media reform organization, Free Press, issued a statement by its CEO, Craig Aaron, who said, quote, Comcast's failed bid to control Time Warner Cable should be a lesson for the industry. Communications giants should stop trying to create local monopolies and instead focus on competing to provide the fast, affordable, and neutral internet services that so many Americans demand. Earlier this year, Free Press had led the successful fight to preserve net neutrality. Christina, it's so rare that there are victories actually benefiting ordinary Americans. How important is this news today?
Yes, it's very rare, actually. And so I think this decision really is just as important as the decision on net neutrality. I think what this demonstrates, you know, we have moments where we actually remember that we live in a democratic society, or we're supposed to live in a democratic society. So I think here's a moment where the public definitely has made a significant shift in politics when people actually voice their concerns. And so I'm actually wondering, though, if we can take a lesson from this. And so, for instance, if we can actually do more than just keep monopolies from becoming more monopolies. And so I'm wondering, maybe here's a thought or maybe a dream of mine, but imagine if we could revisit the Telecommunications Act of 1996 and bring back those regulations that were taken away. And then maybe we can demonopolize our media and telecom industry. And we would actually see a new trend, a trend of deliberalism instead of neoliberalism, right? And so we can see that for this moment, this momentum that the public has, maybe there are some alternatives. Maybe there are some different ways of thinking about the structure that we live in.
So go on the offensive rather than the defensive.
Exactly.
And finally, actor Adam Sandler's new film is in trouble after a group of Native American actors walked off the set of The Ridiculous Six. Planned as a satire of the classic film The Magnificent Seven, Sandler's film apparently portrays Indigenous Americans in the stereotyped roles that we've come to expect from Hollywood. At least 9 actors walked off the set. The Indian Country Today Media Network explained that the script, quote, repeatedly insulted Native women and elders and grossly misrepresented Apache culture. Netflix, which will release the film, defended it, saying, quote, "It was a broad satire of Western movies and the stereotypes they popularized, featuring a diverse cast that is not only part of, but in on the joke. The film's nearly all-white male leads include Nick Nolte, Steve Buscemi, Dan Aykroyd, John Lovitz, and Vanilla Ice." Now, Christina, I predict that this controversy will lead to the, you know, Hollywood defending the film, saying to people of color, why can't you just take a joke, like with the racist comedy, The Interview? What do you make of it?
Yes, Nelly, I completely agree with you. You know, Hollywood is, of course, one of the more racist institutions that exist in this country and has been for a while. And so time and again, they never seem to actually maybe get that there are consequences to its stupidity, because in this case, that's what it is, especially in the case of The Interview, for instance. And so I'm especially glad to see that actors did walk off the set. If only other actors would take the same approach, maybe we could stop helping Hollywood continue to represent people of color as backward, savage, laughable, hypersexualized, and all of the other stereotypes that exist. I think one thing that we need to start recognizing is that when people point out the racist representations in Hollywood, it isn't that we're too sensitive, but what we're doing is continuing or pointing out that Hollywood continues to teach audiences that this is okay, right, that it's just a joke.
Right.
But we all should know it's not a joke and has huge impacts on our worldviews and our actions. So it continues to be really pervasive.
Thank you so much, as always, Christina, for joining us.
Thank you.
Christina Mislan is an assistant professor of journalism studies at the Missouri School of Journalism. We'll be right back.